producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other health care practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health and nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, questions about formulations, ingredients, something you may have heard about or read on the news, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number today on The Bright Side. Try to call in early so we can get to as many calls as possible. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the program, head over to criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com. Those are my blogs. You can purchase products right off the blog, or you can go to brightsideben.com or benfuchsarchives.com and purchase products. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by calling the phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to purchase any of our Truth Skin Health products, please go to truthtreatments.com. I also have a blog up at truthtreatments.com. Make sure you take a look at our retinol 5% gel. We also have vitamin C loaded, Truth Balm, Omega-6 Healing Cream, and Truth Serum. Truth products never have preservatives, never have fragrances, never have fillers, no wax, no oil, no silicone, no water, no nothing that your skin doesn't need or doesn't use. You shouldn't have to pay for ingredients that your skin is not using. You certainly shouldn't have to pay for ingredients just so I could sell you a product. And in fact, as it turns out, 90% plus of most skin care products contain or are made up of ingredients that your skin isn't using that are just there so they can sell you products. That's not fair. That's not right. And the only reason we don't get it is because we're not ingredient readers. You got to look at the deck, folks, and you'll be shocked what you find out, especially if you do some research. It's not enough to say, oh, I love the way that feels. That's not getting you anything. You'll love the way butter feels on your skin or whipped cream, but that doesn't mean it's going to make a difference in the health of your skin. Anyway, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, thanks for joining us on The Bright Side once again. We're talking ketogenesis, the ketogenic diet, the latest fad diet, but it's not a fad diet, and it's not the latest either. It's been around for a long time. No fad, it works. Now, there's two kinds of ways to access the power of ketones. We talked about that a little yesterday. You've got the fasting aspect, and you've got the ketogenic diet aspect. The ketogenic diet is a way of mimicking the biochemistry that's associated with all the benefits, well, many of the benefits that are linked to fasting. Fasting still has an edge in the sense that when you fast, you don't give your body work to do. Of course, but you can't fast all the time. For most of us, it's hard enough to fast for 1 or 2 or 3 days for most of us. So the ketogenic diet was developed as a way to access some of the benefits associated with fasting, the ketone benefits. They both produce, the ketogenic diet and fasting, both produce the same kind of metabolic environment that leads to ketone production. And ketones are like rocket fuel. You want those ketones, man. You want to be upregulating your ketones. We're always ketogenic, as it turns out. So both strategies are important, but the ketogenic diet is a little bit more practical. Both are important. I say fast intermittently, but the ketogenic diet is the way to eat, especially if you want to lose weight. We'll talk about that here in a second. If you're going to eat ketogenically, use veggies as your main source of carbs, tiny amounts of fruits, EFA-rich foods, seeds, ideally sprouted, butter, dairy, eggs, coconut oil. Coconut oil is the bomb, man. Coconut oil is an awesome way to go if you're going ketogenic, because it provides something called MCTs, which feed ketones. And then, of course, you want to make sure that you're fasting intermittently once a month or so, maybe once a week if you can do it. Do a Swerve-V cleanse. Get yourself a case of Swerve-V and do half a bottle every hour. It's a great way to ease into the fat, into your fast. You could do a veggie juice fast. That's another great way. Veggie juices are super filling. If you're trying to lose weight, the ketogenic diet is a great way to lose weight. Not only are you going to anti-age, not only are you going to reduce inflammation, not only are you going to improve your longevity, not only are you going to improve athletic performance, not only are you going to improve muscle building, but it's a great way to lose weight. And while this may seem a little bit kind of counterintuitive, why would you want to eat a lot of fat if you're trying to lose fat? From a biochemical perspective, once you understand how the body works, the biochemistry, the machinery, the biochemical machinery of the body, it makes perfect sense. The ketogenic diet is a fat-burning diet. And the high percentage of calories that you get from fat, you want something like 90% of your calories coming from fat in the ketogenic diet. This high percentage of fat calories upregulates the enzymes and the chemical processes that are required for fat burning. And as I said earlier, we're always undergoing ketosis between meals. Every day we go through ketosis. Between our meals, we're ketogenic. Not significantly, depending on how much time elapses between your meals. But ketosis is an important part of day-to-day life. The body, and by that I mean the cells, are typically fueled by sugar, by glucose. And for most of us, there's so much glucose around, the body never has a chance to go into fat burning. It rarely has a chance to go into ketosis. Depending on how much sugar we're eating, and depending on how much time elapses between meals, we're going to have more or less ketone production. Between meals, when our blood sugar drops, the liver will release fatty acids, and those are used as a secondary source of energy for most of the cells of the body. But the exception, and this is where ketones come in, the brain can't really use fatty acids. The brain needs ketones. So there's always going to be some conversion of the fatty acids into ketones for the brain. The body's cells, they can make do with sugar, and they can make do with fat, but the brain needs sugar. Well, it's primarily a sugar burner, and it's burning a lot of sugar, by the way. But in the absence of sugar, it can go into ketones. When there's not enough sugar in the blood for the brain to operate efficiently, it needs to have ketones to do its work, so the body will start burning those fatty acids. That's why you're always going to undergo a little bit of ketogenesis if you're skipping meals, or you're between meals even. The brain's using typically around a quarter pound to a third of a pound of sugar every day. If it didn't have access to ketones, the body would have to break up protein to get to the glucose that it needs, to give the brain the glucose it needs. And eventually, all that protein loss would cause some serious problems. If we didn't have a way of making ketones throughout the day for the brain, our protein would dissolve. Obviously, this doesn't happen. People have fasted for 40 days, and they've survived, reasonably well. If you skip a meal, that's when you're really starting to get into ketone production. If you skip meals. Now, between meals, you'll get some ketone production, but if you skip meals, then you're really going to get those ketones amped up. This is one of the reasons why you want to really avoid snacking if you're trying to lose weight. You're not going to give your body a chance to go into ketogenesis. And that's where most people find it difficult to drop pounds, because we're snacking all the time. We don't just snack because we're hungry either. We snack emotionally. We eat emotionally. This is very important. We got to recognize, if we're going to lose weight, we got to recognize when we need to eat and when we want to eat. That's a very important distinction. Most of the time, you're going to find that when we eat, it's because we want to eat, not because we need to eat. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. 24/7 on our archive pages at brightsideben.com. Also, BenFuchsArchives.com. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the program, you can call a Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, or you can head over to my blog, criticalhealthnews.com, or pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. Thank you, Jonty, and thank you, Robert Lundgren, for setting those up for us. If you want to purchase any of our skin health products, including our Truth Retinol 5% gel, I mean the 5% retinol, no preservatives, no fragrances, no fillers, no wax, no nothing your skin doesn't use or doesn't need, you can head over to truthtreatments.com. We also have a skin health blog up at truthtreatments.com. Our number today, 442-36-6010, got lines open for you. Try to call in early, and we'll get to as many calls as possible. 442-36-6010 is our number. We're talking ketones, ketogenic diet, weight loss. If you're trying to lose weight, there's no better way to do it, folks, than the ketogenic diet. But you got to follow a few rules. For one thing, you don't want to snack. You want to build up, you want to allow the body to build up its ketones, and if you're snacking in the middle of the day, that's not going to happen. The same thing is true about breakfast. Ketone production is amped up while we're asleep. And this is actually a great way to get into weight loss in a simple, easy fashion. You're building up ketones through the night. You've fasted through the night. And this is one of the most important reasons why when you skip breakfast, you're going to have more energy. Most people notice that they're more energized when they skip breakfast, as opposed to needing a nap after around 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. A lot of folks feel like they're pooped out at 2 hours after breakfast. On the other hand, by skipping breakfast, not breaking your fast, i.e., the ketogenesis that's been percolating along through the night is going to continue in earnest through the morning and into the early afternoon. And not only are you going to be feeling good and feeling more energized, you'll also be burning fat. Don't fall for the mythology of breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal to skip. Who came up with breakfast is the most important meal? Edward Bernays, father of public relations. Sigmund Freud's nephew, who decided, who was paid by the Beechwood Packing Company to promote big breakfasts. And to this day, we think a big breakfast is how the way to go. Yes, I know, our pioneer ancestors ate big breakfast, but they were also farming all day. That's a whole different ballgame. Breakfast is not necessary, I'm sorry to say. It's cheap. It tastes good. Oh, my God, the breakfast at the International House of Pancakes and those places, who came up with that for a meal? Holy moly. Yes, breakfast is the most important meal to skip. Don't buy the bologna. Do you know the profit margin that's in breakfast? It's economics, folks. It's not health. You're fasting all night. Go into the morning with the momentum of a good fast. Why break it? The ketogenesis that's been going along through the night is going to continue through the early morning. You could eat at 11 o'clock, eat at 12 o'clock. How cool is that? Skip breakfast, lose weight. Skip breakfast, have more energy. Skip breakfast, feel better. You've been fasting through the night. Not in essence, really. You've been fasting through the night. Why break your fast with break fast? Then when you do eat, continue your ketogenic diet by enjoying fat, butter, coconut oil, and protein. Have a nice snack of eggs and coconut oil. That could be your breakfast. You have it at 11 o'clock or 11:30. Have eggs and coconut oil and salt. And then throw in some veggies if you like. Of course, that's not going to happen for most of us because how are you going to make your eggs at work? Have a hard-boiled egg. For most of us, though, there's going to be Pop-Tarts, and there's going to be snacks, and there's going to be cakes, and there's no way you're going to lose weight. So ketogenesis is occurring throughout the day. But keep in mind here, you're going to amp up ketogenesis by skipping meals and skipping breakfast, but you're not going to get into the really juicy ketone production until you've been fasting for a couple of days. That's when your real fat-burning benefits from fasting kick in. If you're not completely fasting, if you're just going high fat and low carb, if you're just doing the ketogenic diet, it may take a little bit longer for ketogenesis to kick in. Maybe something like 2 or 3 days. If you're fasting, it may take 2 or 3 days for ketone production to really get going. If you're going a ketogenic diet instead of going the extreme way of fasting, it might take you a week or so to get into some good ketogenesis. And you got to go low carb. That's so important. You have to go not zero carb, but pretty close to zero carb. You want like maybe 8% or so, 5 or 6%, I would say, of your calories to come from carbs. That's not a lot of carbs, man. If you're getting 2,000 calories a day, right, and if you're going 5% carbs, that means you're something like, what does that come out to? 100 calories a day from carbs. That's not a lot of carbs. That's a few tablespoons of carbohydrate. And your carbs should be vegetables, which will not only get you carbs, but it'll get you phytonutrients, it'll get you minerals, especially the good minerals, the colloidal minerals, the organic minerals, the plant-derived minerals. Veggies are amazing, folks. We're going to talk about veggies here in a little bit, probably in a couple of days, because they are just so important for fasting and for ketogenesis, not for fasting, but for ketogenesis and for losing weight. For now, I just want to point out that enjoying veggies, especially combined with fat and especially combined with salt, fat, salt, and veggies can not only get you nutrition, but can also fill you up, allowing you to ease into the low-calorie aspect of the ketogenic diet, which is extremely important as well as underappreciated. If you're trying to go ketogenic, you got to go low-calorie, too. You can't just go low-calorie. You got to go ketogenic and low-calorie. Now, if you're trying to go low fat, if you're trying to and you start to feel a little you try to diet and you're trying to go low fat, that's where you're really going to get into some problems. When people go diet and then they go low fat, they're going to lose weight, but remember, the body's going to start to break up protein, and that's really where you run into problems. In fact, some of the weight loss from a low fat, low calorie diet is really muscle loss. So if you're trying to go low fat to lose weight, that's not the way to do it, in my humble opinion. And sometimes you'll hear a nutritionist say that ketone production is dangerous. That's also a myth. And the reason they'll say it is because they confuse ketosis with ketoacidosis. Those are different. Ketoacidosis is an incredibly extreme, high production of ketones, and that's pathological, and it occurs in uncontrolled diabetes, and that can be a real big problem. That's when you get this explosion of ketones, 50 times the ketones that a typical ketogenic diet will produce. The production of ketones in a normal ketogenic diet or in fasting is natural, it's in no way harmful, and it is occurring all the time anyway. The ketogenic diet is just a way to harness the power of the ketogenic diet for health benefits, for performance, for brain health. I cannot emphasize this enough. For Alzheimer's patients, for seizure disorders, or just for thinking clearly, this is really where the ketogenic diet shines. And also, measuring urine ketone using those ketone sticks that they sell in drugstores, that's not necessarily a good way to measure your ketogenesis. That's your ketone loss. But first of all, you're not going to be making a lot of ketones when you start off the ketogenic diet, so that might not show up in your urine. Secondly, you may be burning your ketones, so that's not going to show up in your urine either. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We've been talking about the ketogenic diet. We'll continue talking about it on our next Bright Side episode. We'll continue talking about how the ketogenic diet can be used for diabetics, for diabetes, how it can be used for performance, as well as for seizure disorders and brain health. That's really where it shines. The two places where it shines, for brain health and cardiovascular health. Not that it's not important for lots of things. It's just a great all-around diet. If you want, if you're looking for a nice ketogenic snack, what I like to do is use hard-boiled eggs. Hard-boiled eggs are not as nutritionally valuable as raw eggs because you're cooking, but still, they're portable, they're handy. Get yourself some lettuce and tomato and stick a hard-boiled egg on top of a piece of tomato or maybe on top of tomato and onion. Wrap it around with some lettuce. Squeeze your Ultimate EFA capsule or Ultimate EFA Plus capsule on top of it and put a bunch of salt on there. And that is a delicious, protein-rich, muscle-building, bodybuilding, ketogenic, diet-friendly snack, and it's also very filling. Vegetable juice also, extremely ketogenic-friendly and extremely filling. Don't underestimate the fillingness, the importance of fillingness, too, when you're trying to do the ketogenic diet. Flax seeds also. I love grinding up flax seeds, mixing in a little bit of almond milk. It's a little bit more carbs than probably you want if you're doing a strict ketogenic diet, but it's still a great way to fill you up, and it's also great for your digestive system, too. And always use probiotics when you're doing fiber. Use your nightly essence with your flaxseed fiber. Use your nightly essence with your vegetable juice, and you'll get an all-around digestive health tonic with your veggie juice or with your fiber pudding, I call it. It's almost like a pudding consistency. I like One World Whey. I got a call during the break from a gentleman who didn't want to go on the air. A good protein supplement. I like the One World Whey. I know Steve who puts the thing together, and he's a great guy in integrity, and the stuff is tasty, and it's a good source of protein. You can also use the Slender FX, which is also not pure whey, but it's got some whey in it. Also, there's a product that's made in Canada called... I forgot what it's called here. Let me think here real quick. Oh, shucks. I forgot what it's called. It's a Canadian whey, and it's really good. And I'll have to get you the name of it when we come back from our next break. Okay, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. And let us go to Robert in Las Vegas. Welcome to the Bright Side, Robert.
Good morning, Flowers. It's a pleasure. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
I did have a quick talk about. Before I got there, I wanted to jump back real quick to Edward Bernays' breakfast. Wasn't that also a way to get people to start eating more bacon and
fish? That was exactly what it was. It was the bacon and egg breakfast. Yeah. He was working for the Beechwood Packing Company. And they couldn't figure out. They wanted to up their bacon sales. It's an interesting story there. Do you know this? You know about Edward Bernays, the father of public relations?
A little bit, propaganda and all that.
Yes, yes, yes. He wrote the book Propaganda, exactly. And back then, propaganda wasn't necessarily considered a bad thing, but that's when they were first figuring out how to manipulate the mind. And you know what? Do you know the story of the whole Nazi thing and Edward Bernays and mind manipulation? It's kind of an interesting story. Yeah, the Nazis were the first people to take the science of Edward Bernays and mind manipulation, which he got from Sigmund Freud, how human beings are motivated, and to apply it in a large scale, and they were very successful with it. And that's where all those big they used to have these big parades and all the big flags and the songs and little kids singing songs. And the Nazis pioneered all that stuff, and they got that all those techniques from the mind manipulation studies of Sigmund Freud, starting with Sigmund Freud and then continuing on with Edward Bernays. Those are the two big guys. I'm sure there were a lot of other people who were involved. That's when advertising got going. That's when the drug companies got going. That's when the food industry got going. That's when the cosmetic industry got going. All of it. It's all manipulation, man. Robert, doesn't that tick you off? You know, doesn't that make you want to give fast food companies a finger? All the scam. I'm serious. You know, and by the way, in this country, we're not immune to that either. Why do you think they have fighter planes flying over the Super Bowl? Or flying over baseball games, or you sing the national anthem, and you sing all these. You see the flag everywhere. These are ways of manipulating us into doing things, and it should tick the average person off. I think it ticks me off. Anyway,
what's going on?
Let's
talk urine.
Okay.
I was article on Yahoo News about color of urine vis-a-vis water consumption.
Okay.
And it looked at the color of your urine to tell you where you are hydration-wise. Obviously, dark yellow means you're pretty much dehydrated.
Right.
Mildly yellow is you're somewhat hydrated.
Well, it could be a combination. Robert, hang on, bro. It could be a combination of an excessive amount of nutrients being lost So it could be both. You could, if you're taking a bunch of B vitamins and you're not using all those B vitamins, your urine will also be yellow. So it's kind of a combination of a lack of water and whatever's being excreted. But for most of us who aren't overdosing or taking a bunch of vitamins, yes, you're correct. Dark yellow can mean a concentrated urine.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, clear urine, which is where I thought you'd want to be, the article took a turn and said, well, that might not be good either in that you could be overhydrated.
And undernutriated.
Yes,
so that's correct.
I guess my question is, where on the continuum do we want to be?
Well,
clear, somewhat cloudy?
No, you don't want cloudy. I would say the answer to that question is you can't use your urine as a good indicator. Although, if you know you're not doing a lot of nutrients and it's constantly concentrated, you can pretty much assume you're dehydrated. So what you want to do is, if your urine is dark and you know you're not taking a whole bunch of B vitamins, and that's, or the water soluble vitamins are what tend to make your urine darker unless you have a problem in your kidneys or bladder, assuming you don't have any problems there, then drink more water and see what happens. Hydration, you're going to notice you feel better when you're hydrated. So I would use energy levels. That's how I would use. That's the best marker for hydration, as far as I'm concerned, is how you feel. Not necessarily your urine. But if it's chronically concentrating, you're not feeling good, then that's a good sign that you probably need some more hydration. But here's the problem with hydration, Robert. The more water you drink, the more you're going to urinate. And with your urine, along with your urine, you're going to get potassium and you're going to get other electrolytes and you're going to get B vitamins. So you're going to increase the loss of these nutrients. So it's important to make sure that you're constantly replacing those nutrients, which is why I always say, take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, put it in a water bottle, and sip on that BTT water all day long. And that way, when you urinate, you're going to be replacing your water-soluble nutrients as the day goes along. Make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
All right, man.
More Beyond Tang Tangerine and more bacon.
I didn't say that. I wish I could tell you bacon was a good food, because for some reason people love bacon. I never, even when I was a kid, I just never liked bacon, and I don't eat, I can't even remember the last time I ate it. Not because I'm Mr. Nutrition Nazi guy, but because I just don't like the taste of bacon. It's too intense for me. But if you're going to eat bacon, make sure you're getting all your other nutrients to protect yourself from the bacon, particularly veggies, and particularly vitamin E. Between vitamin E and veggies, you'll get some protection from those burnt fats that you're getting from the bacon. And, of course, always go organic and hormone-free with all your meats. Hey, Robert, I got to motivate. Thanks so much for your call, man.
Thanks, bud.
Take care. All right. I'm going to get you the name of that protein. I got it on my counter here somewhere. I'm going to get you that name of that protein. It's really tasty, and it's relatively inexpensive, actually, too. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. The protein I was telling you about is called Natural Factors. It's made in Canada, and it is yummy, yummy, yummy. It's non-denatured, no growth hormone, and it's good stuff. Natural Factors Whey Factors, 100% natural whey protein. I also like the One World Whey and the Slender FX. Best bet is to go with the hormone-free stuff if you can find it. And this stuff is not that expensive either. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Rory in California. Good morning, Rory. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on?
Question for my daughter. She's 17, going on 18, sings in high school operatic, high-end singing for a young lady. She had a little hoarseness from last year in her throat. She got her vocal folds checked. They're a little thickened, but there's no nodules or any issues there. Somebody suggested she had acid reflux.
Oh, she'll know. She'll know if she has acid reflux. That's a miserable feeling. Have you ever had it?
A couple times, but since I've been doing the minerals, vitamins, watching what I eat, you know, working on digestion, not been an issue. But yeah, I've had it. And then usually it was eating too much at the holidays, going to bed with more than stomach, if you know what I mean.
It's not a pleasant feeling at all.
So just a little background on acid reflux, what to do if it is an issue. I don't think it is, but we're trying
food.
To...
Food. It's a food condition. When you change your diet, your acid reflux will go away. period. Now, once it gets really bad, you might have to do some you might have to take some mechanical measures. Mastic gum can help for some folks. There's something called DGL, which helps for some folks. But basically, you want to consider it to be a food condition. Also, caffeine can exacerbate it. Sugar sometimes can exacerbate it for some folks. But really, it's a food issue. Now, probiotics or good bacteria are also important. The health of the intestine is important. When there's what's called dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, gas can be produced in that area, and that can push upwards. But for the most part, you want to consider it to be a food issue as well as an intestinal and digestive issue. And as I say, caffeine and sugar can sometimes exacerbate it. But food, you're not going to have acid reflux if you're fasting, that's for sure.
And she's really good. She's very diligent.
It could be something that she's eating that she thinks is a good food, you know. Sometimes,
yeah, I don't think she has acid reflux.
It doesn't sound like it. She would know.
Yeah.
She'd be complaining about it. And 17 is really young. It's rare for a kid that young to have acid reflux. That's more of a long-term degenerative condition that kicks in after decades of abuse, or at least a couple of decades of abuse. 17-year-olds typically won't have acid reflux. The body's so amazing.
Yeah.
Our bodies don't really start breaking down for most of us until we're in our mid to late 20s. I call that hitting the wall. I don't know if you heard me talk about this, but around age 27 or 28, we hit the wall. You know, you could do all the things you used to be able to do, all of a sudden you can't do them as much. And if there's anybody out there listening who's around 28 or 29, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you used to be able to go out, you know, every night and go to work the next morning and didn't notice anything. And you went out again the next night and, you know, then all of a sudden it's like you can't go out every night.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you get these little aches and pains and, you know, you can't drink and play football the next day or whatever it is.
I know
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, no, I know of a young man recently that works for one of the high tech companies over the hill, and he got kidney stones.
He got kidney stones? How old?
Yeah, he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
But he's drinking energy drinks, not taking care of him.
Right, right. He's immortal. He's invulnerable. He could do whatever he wants. Don't you want to tell him? You know, you could tell people that, tell kids that, but they're not going to listen.
No, until they end up in the hospital. But you know what's encouraging there is that his dad is on the longevity. I think it's starting to spread into the family. One quick question here. No, I think that's it.
All right. I got a bunch of calls I want to get to, Roy. Thanks, man. Thanks for your call, buddy, okay? Have a good day.
Bye.
Take care, bro. All right, Irene in California, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
So I have a question about the fasting thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I fasted until 3 o'clock yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it again today. But I was drinking Tangy Tangerine and then some of the minerals.
Okay.
And I would say until 3, I would put it in my water, and I only drank maybe half a scoop of the Tangy Tangerine, just, you know, maybe half of a capful.
I'll bet you caught a buzz on that. Right?
Well, is that okay to fast on that, or should I just drink water and don't even add the Tangy Tangerine?
Well, yeah, there's no calories in there. In the Tangy Tangerine. So it is. It's technically a fast. You know, it's not. There's a little bit of calories, I think, in the Tangy Tangerine, so it's not 100% a fast, but it's pretty close.
Okay.
No, it's not a bad thing. On an empty stomach, the BTT will really kick your butt because there's nothing to interfere with its absorption. It goes right to work. Man, I'll tell you, Irene, I do the BTT first thing in the morning, and I swear, I couldn't even think about doing caffeine after that. I am so hyped up first thing in the morning, especially if you do a big dose of it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And then you won't feel like eating. I don't usually eat till like 11 or 11:30.
Oh, are you losing weight? Exactly. I know. I've never been a breakfast eater, but I got into the bad habit of breakfast the last like 7 years, and so it's like, okay, it's over. I'm not doing that anymore.
So what motivated you? Just real quick, what motivated you to get into fasting?
Well, I've never my entire life I was never a breakfast eater ever.
So you're returning back to your...
You, and then I did, maybe 3 years ago, I did a lot of fasting. Like, I would go 2 days with nothing but water.
Nice.
It was
And
great.
You felt great, right?
Oh, my God, I felt wonderful.
Isn't that amazing?
It is, yeah.
Anything else I can help you with? I want to get to a couple more calls.
Oh, yeah, sure, quickly. So you were talking about the vegetable juice?
Yes.
So that should wait until 3 o'clock also, right?
You're going to have to play it by ear. Either way, yeah, if you really want to go do a fast, I would wait. But you have to see how you feel. It's not a big deal either way.
It is better to just have water. I mean, it's...
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably. All right.
Thank you so much, Irene.
Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. Take care. Socrates, you're going to get the last word. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Hey, Ben. I'm doing great. You touched upon teeth grinding the other day.
Yes.
She actually has teeth grinding one of her.
Hey, Socrates, speak into the phone, man. I want to hear what you're saying. I can't hear you.
Sure thing.
Okay.
So, teeth grinding to the point of where the dentist notices and they recommend a $3,000 mouth guard at night. Is there a better alternative?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of better alternatives. Relaxing. Teeth grinding is a sign of hypercortisol, too much cortisol. Relaxing the body, completely deep breathing, anything you do to lighten up. We hold a lot of energy in our face. This is really important because we talk about activating the parasympathetic nervous system and relaxation all the time on this program. Well, much of the energy and the tension in our body is held in the front of our face, especially in the jaws and in the eyes. So simply by relaxing the jaw, it's called the masseter muscle, by the way, that jaw muscle. It's one of the, I think it might be the most powerful muscle in the body. By just relaxing the jaw, letting your jaw hang, you will completely activate the relaxation nervous system. And by relaxing the eyes, softening the gaze, you'll also, I'm doing it right now, I can hardly even talk, you'll also activate the relaxation response. We tend to hold a lot of energy in our jaw, in our front, in the front of our face, the facial muscles, where there's dozens of different facial muscles, and in the eyes. Simply by relaxing that whole area, you'll activate the relaxation nervous system. Teeth grinding are a sign of hypercortisol. If you're doing caffeine, that will make it worse. If you're doing a lot of sugar, that will make it worse. You can also use relaxing nutrients like magnesium, lithium, niacin, GABA. What else is a nice relaxing nutrient? Nothing's coming up. All the B vitamins in general can have a relaxing effect if you do it correctly, but especially niacin, vitamin B3. Omega-3 fatty acids are also have a relaxing effect. What's that, sir?
I said, will that prevent a brain sleep?
Yeah, it depends. If you do it, not right away, because when we sleep, that's when we freak. A lot of times when we sleep, that's when we get surges in cortisol. But if over the course of time, as you're doing this, it will prevent it during sleep. Yes, and don't do caffeine before bed or even close to bedtime, even like 4 o'clock. Clock in the afternoon forward. Don't do any caffeine and try to restrict the amount of sugar that you eat as well. It's basically a sign of tension, and that's what you want to. It can be mechanical. There's probably some nerves that are involved in the back. Chiropractors will tell you that, but the way I'm looking at it, the easiest way to handle it is to relax tension. Consider it a sign of tension and relax. And you can also use the nutrients like GABA and lithium and niacin and omega-3 fatty acids and magnesium, etc. All right, Socrates, got to go. Thank you so much for your call, bro. All right, have a good day. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. Please check out my skin health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, especially our retinol 5% gel, and also our longevity products at criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com, and also brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. Thanks for listening, friends. Have yourselves a beautiful, spectacular, awesome day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.